Today's Amr for Chazara is Yevamah Samach Zayin Amin Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amin Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Shanisis Akayin. If you have a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayin, who mates and the Kayin dies, Venichemu Beres, and at least he leaves over children. And not only that, but his wife, the Bas Yisrael, is expecting. So the halacha is, even though they have children together, and she's allowed to eat truma, and it's for sure the Nichsitzim Barzel, which are considered, they go to his Yarshim, so they should for sure be able to eat truma, says the Mishnah that no, they are actually the Avdei Tzayim Barzel are not allowed to eat truma, b'bnei chelko shel uber, because they're partially owned by the uber, and an uber is not able to give truma to the avadim, since the avadim are partially owned by the uber, so that actually hinders the ability for the avadim to be able to eat truma. Shober paisel v'ena meichel, an uber, besides the fact that he's not meichel, meaning if that's the only child that the kohen had with the bas yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. He even passels, which means if he's a part owner in the avadim, in the Avdei Tzayim Barzel, so that fact that he's a part owner actually stops the avadim from being able to eat truma, and we'll see in the Gemara why. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, that's Rabbi Yosi Shita, that the ober is considered a part owner, and Mamela, he's going to stop the avadim from being able to eat truma. Amru Lai, so they said to Rabbi Yosi, the ma'achar she'adet alanu abas yisrael l'kayin, af bas kayin l'kayin, there shouldn't be any difference between this exact scenario with the bas yisrael, or if it's a bas kayin who's married to a kayin, Umeis and the Kain dies and Nichamu Beres, and she's expecting that Lo Yechla, but they have a truma. When they chalko she'ober, you'll have the same issue that the Avadim, the Avdei Tzayim Barzel, will have to stop eating truma because they're partially owned by the Uber, and the Uber is going to pass to them from being able to eat truma. Now says the Gemara Ibailo. They asked in the base medrash a shaila, Taimid Rabbi Yaisi, what's the reason for Rabbi Yaisi? There are two possibilities. Number one, that Taimid Rabbi Yaisi is Mishum de Kasavar Uber Bimezara Zarhu. One possibility is that this halacha is based on the fact that an uber, while it's in the mother's stomach, if she's not a bas kain, if she's a zara, so then the uber has the status of a zara. Now it's true that once the uber is born, so his father's a kain, he's a kain. But be may zara, while he's still in the stomach of the zara, so then he has the status of a zara. So since he has a status of a zar, and he's a part owner, he's a yairish in the nechse Avdei Tzayim Barzel, and the Avdei Tzayim Barzel, but mele, he's gonna stop them from being able to eat truma. That's one pshat. Dilma, yulun meichel, shen yulun einu meichel. Maybe it's just a din, that only a person who's born is able to be meichel. Someone who's not born is not able to be meichel. So since he's a part owner, and he's not born, so the mele, the avadim cannot eat truma. Lemay nafkamino, lo ober bimei kayhenes. It'll be a nafkamino if it's a bas kayin who's married to a kayin in this scenario. If the pshat is that ober bimei zara zarhu, in this case, it's not an ober b'mei zara, it's an ober b'mei bas kayin. And if so, the Avdei Tzayim Barzel will be able to eat truma. However, if the pshat is that an eni olod is eni meichel, so then that's true, it doesn't matter, there's no difference between if it's a bas yisrael or a bas kayin, and eni olod cannot be meichel. So says the Gemara Mai, what's the halacha? I'm a rabba, hainu time with Rabbi Yosi, the ksavar ober b'mei zara zaru. He says it has to do with the svar of ober b'mei zara zaru, and b'meila by a bas kayin, the Avdei Tzayim Barzel could eat truma. Rav Yosef Amar Yolud Meichel, Shein Yolud Einu Meichel. He goes with the other Svara, that someone who's not Yolud cannot be Meichel. Ramela, just like a Bas Yisrael, who's Meubaris, the Avadim will have to stop eating Shuma, that the same halacha will apply to a Bas Kain. Now, Meisvei asked the Gemara and Rabbi Yosef. The Braisa says that Amru Loi Rabbi Yosi. Now, when Rabbi Yosi said his din that a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kayin and he dies and she's Mubaris at Avdei Tzayim Barzel have to stop eating truma, so they said to Rabbi Yosi, Ma'achar she added to lanu a Bas Yisrael l'Kayin, Bas Kayin l'Kayin mahu. They asked him, you spoke about a Bas Yisrael, what would be the halacha by a Bas Kayin? Sounds like really they were asking him, what's the svara? And Amr Lahem, and he said to them that Zu Shamati Vzu Le Shamati. That was only Makabel b'Mesayra. We'll see soon from who. That was only Makabel. That there's an issur for the avadim to stop to eat truma when it's in the case of a bas yisrael, but the bas kayin, I wasn't mekabel that there's any sort of issur. Mamelo, it's going to be mutter in the case of a bas kayin. It's going to be mutter. So iam rebishlamu ober mezara zarhu. That the whole svara he was mekabel was that an ober mezara zarhu. Hainu deka amrlu. That's why he told them that zu shemati vzu le shemati. I only heard this by a bas yisrael, but not by a bas kayin. By a bas kayin, it's going to be mutter. Ela iam reyulud ma'ichol shen yulud einu ma'ichol. But if the reason is has to do with the fact that an unborn child cannot be meichel, so my zu shamati v'zu le shamati. It's the same exact thing. There's no difference. There's no makom lechalik between the bas yisrael and the bas kain. It's nothing to do with the mother. It has to do with the fact that he's an unborn child. Says the Gemara Kasha. That's a Kasha on Rabbi Yosef's understanding. Says the Gemara Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel. Shmuel said over, and Zu Devar Rabbi Yaisi. All of this, that an Uber is considered a part owner in the Avadim, and an Uber can have ownership, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi. That's a chiddush from Rabbi Yaisi. Ava Chachamim Aymerim, the Chachamim argued, they say there's no such thing as ownership by an Uber, and Mamela, they say that Yesh Leibanim Baichlam Mishem Banim, if the Bas Yisrael and the Kain have other children together, so now they're the Yarshim, and the Avadim will be able to eat Truma because of them. And even if there's no children, so then the Kain has brothers who are the Yarshim, and the Avadim could eat Truma because of them. And if there's no brothers, there's got to be someone in the family, Mitzad Av, that are going to be the Yarshim, and because of them, through them, the Avdi Tzim Barzel will be able to eat Truma. But the Ober is not going to stop anything, because the Ober is not a part owner. So, you see the Chachamim argue. Now the Gemara notes that Zuv Lo Sfir Leiv. And the fact that Shmuel says that this is the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi, that an Ober can have ownership, it's Mashma, that that's Rabbi Yaisi's Chiddush, but I don't agree with that. I hold that an Ober does not have ownership. Ask the Gemara, it's not true. Amar Le Shmuel Rav Chanan Bar Gdasa. Shmuel once said to Rav Chanan Bar Gdasa that an Ober does have ownership. He said that Paik Aisi Li Be'asara, go gather for me 10 people, the Eim Elochot Ban Payu, I want to say in front of all of them, I want to publicize the Halacha, that I'm a Zakul Ober Kana, that if you give something to your friend, and you say, be mezaket, pick it up, make a kidding on it for the sake of the Uber, on behalf of the Uber. The halacha is that the Uber owns it. So you see, an Uber could have ownership. So says the Gemara, El Zu V'Sfir Lei. It must be when Shmuel said Zu, he didn't mean Zu and I don't agree. He meant Zu and I agree with this Chiddush. So then says the Gemara, Ma'akamash Malan. So if he's just saying that Rabbi Yossi says this and I agree, so what's he coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, the Pligi Rabbanan alayd Rabbi Yossi. He was coming to point out the fact that the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yossi. Asked the Gemara, Mi Pligi, is that even true that the Rabbanan argue? The Rabbanan hold that an Ober does not have ownership? But Masa Rav Zakkai is asked, the Braisa says after Rabbi Yossi says that he has such a Kabbalah, he has such a Messiah, that only by Abbas Yisrael this halacha is true. So the Braisa says that Zu Eidus hayd Rabbi Yossi, that this is Eidus that Rabbi Yossi says he was Makabel all the way back to Shmai Vavtalion. And it says, and they agreed to him. It sounds like the Chachamim agreed that the Ober can have ownership. Says the Gemara, no, I'm Ravashi. Mikatani vikiblu, vahaydulay katani, the mistaber tame. It doesn't say that they were Makabel as halacha. All it says is that they were haydu, which means that they said it has merit, the svara has merit. What you're saying has a makaim. I understand, I get it. I hear. But not that the Chachamim actually agreed the halacha to what Rabbi Yaisi was saying. Really, they argue halacha and they say that an Uber does not have ownership. And that's Gufa, what Shmuel was coming to point out.